Hello, and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and after another extended hiatus from the blog due to the busyness of work, I just wanted to pop in with a quick podcast episode and say, Happy 45th anniversary, D&D. Stay tuned as I touch on that with a bit more detail. Well, apologies and correction. I'm not going to spend a lot of time editing this. I said blog when I meant podcast. I've had a slowdown in blogging as well as podcasting, but this is obviously the podcast. But I will have a link in the show notes for the companion article over on the blog where I talk about the 45th anniversary of D&D. I'll have links in the show notes as well as in the companion blog article with all the different things I'll talk about today. So back in January of 2014, John Peterson of the blog Playing at the World, of the book of the same name Playing at the World, the history of D&D and role-playing and so forth. Back in January of 2014, he shared something, and his stance is that the last Sunday of January is when he's going to celebrate the anniversary of D&D, and the exact date of when D&D was first published is not locked down. So towards the end of January is going to be the anniversary. So 2020 makes it the 45th anniversary since it was first available in 1975. And so John Peterson had an article for the 40th anniversary, and he's got another one for the 45th anniversary. Back at the 40th anniversary, another blogger hosted the 40th anniversary blogging challenge, and I participated in that blogging challenge, and I'll have a link to that. So if you want to know more about how I got my start with D&D, you can read about that. And as I've mentioned quite often, I started with Holmes Blue Box. So this summer will be the 43rd anniversary of Holmes Blue Box. And I guess that makes this year will be the 43rd anniversary for me playing D&D. So I also have a video series where I answer those same questions that I did a few years ago. And that video series is not the best because I was still figuring out the camera and sound and so forth. Speaking of Holmes Blue Box, Zach Howard did a 5e conversion of the sample dungeon that is used to give an example of play. And it's referred to as the Tower of Xenopus. And Zach's 5e conversion is the Ruined Tower of Xenopus. And it was just released this past week on GM's Guild. And I'll have an affiliate link in the show notes, as well as an affiliate link at the companion blog if you're interested in that. So I just wanted to give everybody an opportunity to know that the end of January is an important part of D&D. And I just want to bring my head up from how busy I've been the last several weeks, and I don't know how long past January it will be until I can return to a regular podcasting and blogging schedule. I am working on my January PDF, which my hope is to have it out before January is over, and my patrons have already gotten a preview of what I'm working on, and if you want to check that out, you can become a patron, or you can catch it when I release it on DriveThruRPG. Well, that's all I have for now. As soon as I can get another episode in the works, I will. I hope you're all doing well. Until next time. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of RPGs and games, check out my other sites. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com. My podcast is here on Anchor and is syndicated in many other places. If you listen to the podcast on iTunes, please leave a review. I also have a YouTube channel devoted to various RPG topics, like my series Roll20 for the Absolute Beginner. You can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. Check out the social page on my blog to locate me across the various social media. I also contribute to Multiverse.World by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways that you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting the word out is very important. Consider backing my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on what PDF I publish next on DriveThruRPG. I have over 12 and counting RPG-related PDFs on DriveThruRPG. You can also support me by using my link to Amazon. When you make an Amazon purchase, a small portion of that goes to me without increasing the cost to you. I'm also working on a card game that I plan to kickstart in 2020. You can find the sign-up for the announcement mailing list on my blog. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo by Satine Phoenix. I hope you all are having an awesome day. Thank you for listening, and game on.